Hi, this is Christina Terode, Executive Editor for SearchCIO.com. I'm speaking today with disaster recovery and business continuity expert Paul Carvan about the implications of cloud computing and mobile IT on DR and BC planning. Paul has more than 20 years' experience in business continuity management as a consultant, author, and educator, and he is the Secretary of the Business Continuity Institute USA chapter. Hi, Paul. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure, Christine.
There are many arguments for and against the public cloud in terms of using this outsourcing model for disaster recovery and business continuity strategies. How would you say a public cloud partnership would improve DR and BC, and in what particular situations?
Well, thanks for inviting me, Christine. And what you are describing is a situation where a third-party organization offers cloud-based business continuity and or disaster recovery solutions. The primary offer from this kind of a firm is usually for off-site storage of critical business data and or systems. A successful implementation of this solution assumes the customer has done an analysis of his or her organization's critical business and data requirements and has identified data files, databases, applications, and maybe even operating systems that could be replicated in a cloud environment. Now, users should check to make sure the cloud service provider has the ability to rapidly back up and recover or restore these critical business assets so that recovery time objectives and recovery point objectives can be satisfied. Cloud-based recovery can make sense by providing an alternate source for recovering business-critical systems and data. If a disaster occurs that damages or destroys critical on-site systems and data, an off-site cloud-based solution that can rapidly restore these critical assets makes good sense. And by the way, the cloud service may also be a suitable repository for business continuity and disaster recovery plans and related documentation needed following the onset of a disaster.
One thing that we run into when we're talking to CIOs is their concern of not knowing exactly where data resides with a public cloud provider. What else are you hearing in terms of how working with a public cloud provider could hurt rather than improve DR and BC?
Another concern about the use of cloud-based solutions is data security and how the solution provider ensures the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of critical data and systems. Cloud service providers support multiple clients, and it's not uncommon for data from multiple clients to be shared in the same storage devices. Customers must be assured that they can get to their data when they need it and within acceptable time frames. Now, this is another potential area of concern, speed of recovery and restoration of data. Suppose your recovery time objective for a specific system and its associated databases and data files is 1 hour. You must make sure that the cloud service provider has the resources and the network bandwidth to satisfy such an RTO.
What roadblocks does not knowing exactly where your data resides within a public cloud provider's infrastructure present, and how can a CIO mitigate this risk?
Smart CIOs know that a cloud-based business continuity or disaster recovery solution alone is too risky. It's like putting all your critical IT eggs into a single basket, and that's not a prudent strategy. Suppose the service provider has a system failure of its own. What happens to customer data and systems being supported? Does the cloud services company have its own backup solution? Have you seen any evidence of a plan? A better approach for CIOs is to balance premises-based and off-site solutions for business continuity and disaster recovery. By combining premises-based solutions such as tape, optical storage, or SAN, storage area network technology, with a cloud-based solution, and then balancing the storage algorithm for critical data across both on-site and cloud solutions, CIOs can recover data within the time frames they set while spreading the risk across more than a single solution. And of course, this strategy eliminates a single point of failure situation. We call this a hybrid approach, as it leverages cloud-based solutions with other traditional business continuity and disaster recovery arrangements.
The move to cloud computing is often lumped in with mobile IT in terms of consumerization, or what people are calling the consumerization of IT, given that users are more often setting IT agenda and strategy. With mobile device proliferation, what are the inherent DR and BC risks, aside from lost devices, for example, and could you give an example of how to build a foundation to address such risks?
advances in mobile technology, especially smartphones, now make it possible to launch business continuity and disaster recovery activities using an app on a mobile smartphone. A few vendors are already offering such apps, and this development may herald a new generation of BCDR systems and solutions. And while this is but one example how mobile technology is enhancing business continuity and disaster recovery, risks to wireless network infrastructures and devices must still be considered. For example, a long-standing wireless strategy is to use more than one mobile service provider. Do not use a single provider, if possible, in case that carrier's network is disrupted. This particular scenario played out many times in the aftermath of September 11, 2001, when wireless carriers experienced significant outages. If you use a multiple carrier strategy, make sure that the specialized applications used for business continuity and disaster recovery purposes are supported by all wireless carriers and smartphone vendors. Ever have a battery run down on a smartphone or cell phone? Well, loss of device power without access to a recharger is another risk. This can be addressed by purchasing multiple rechargers and storing them in secure locations, obtaining rechargers for use at home, obtaining rechargers that can be used in automobiles, and purchasing spare batteries that can be carried on one's person, stored in cars, or at home. Buying additional backup smartphones that can be put into service in an emergency is yet another option. Establish an overall wireless security and survival plan that minimizes the potential loss of communications via wireless technology and smartphones. Work with your wireless service providers and device vendors to ensure you can take advantage of all the recovery options available.
Well, thank you for your time today, Paul.
My pleasure.
This has been Christina Terode, Executive Editor for CertCIO with DR and BC expert Paul Kervan.